saving money on your next painting project with Menards. Get a paint that combines gorgeous color and durability. Dutch Boys Platinum Plus is a paint and primer with a protective finish that guards against scuffs, spills, and stains. Get $15 off instantly on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on Dutch Boy and Purdy products. Now through March 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
And Chump Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. A couple of things that, first of all, do you get, does Word Genius send you the word of the day?
No, I'm not signed up for that.
Okay. The other day was Pinochle, which you don't know nothing about.
Isn't that a game?
Yeah, it's a game, but you don't know nothing about it. Today's word is...
Old ladies play that game?
No, men do too.
Old men play the game too?
Not old men. Young men. What, we used to play it over at, when we get together with my family, we play Pinochle. Dada. Dada is today's.
What does that mean?
Dada, I would thought Dada, you know, like a baby saying Dada. No. It's actually an early 20th century international movement in art, literature, music, and film, repudiating and mocking artistic and social conventions and emphasizing the illogical and absurd.
When do you get the word of the day? Like, does it pop up like at 7 a.m., 8 a.m.?
No, it's usually about now, I think.
Oh, can you work?
Well, I'll do it every day.
Yeah, I would ask that you not. I just ask that you randomly insert it into the conversation. And I'll try to figure out, was that the word of the day? I don't want you to do that. Right. And I'll figure out what. Okay, that's the word of the day, isn't it? And if I don't get it, then at the end of the hour, you go, Del, the word of the day today was.
Yeah, and you didn't even get it.
Yeah.
Stupid.
I'm not stupid yet. You haven't done it yet.
Well, if I had put in, you know, the Dada art movement was.
I was like, what? Word of the day.
Okay, I'm going to try. I'll sneak it in somewhere.
The word of the day for college football and for the foreseeable future is COVID. You know what?
No, it's liar.
Well, if you're Mike Norvell, you are a liar, according to a Florida State wide receiver. That is, Twitter's the place where you air your grievances, particularly if you believe you're not being heard, and that is the case at Florida State. If you remember, Florida State was the same program and their players who took issue with Mike Norvell's initial statements on how they're handling the murder of George Floyd and the Black Lives Matter movement. His players were like, what you told the press wasn't exactly true.
Lie.
And apparently there's an issue at Florida State one more time. I believe the kid's name is Warren Thompson, who is a wide receiver at Florida State. And he took to Twitter this morning to let everyone know Florida State's not being forthright in their COVID procedures. This is his letter with the Florida State logo. Dear Seminole family, being a student athlete is difficult during this time, and the proper leadership regarding these problems does not exist. During this entire week of camp, I have been lied to multiple times about the conditions of other players' health as well as mine. It has been shown to myself and the rest that our leadership is based off an I mentality, with them only worried about their own future rather than their own athletes. I have been ridiculed about speaking up regarding this issue, and it needs to be addressed for myself to safely continue the season. I myself am an introvert, meaning my days go from being at the football facilities and back home day by day. I have done my best to take proper precautions for myself and my teammates to try to ensure a healthy environment during these radical times. I want to play for Florida State and have a great season for myself and our supporters. The lies from our leaders have backed myself into a corner, putting my overall well-being in jeopardy. Neglect to respond to this issue is very concerning, and why I have drawn attention to it. I put 1,000% into the team and my own craft. I've got too much to prove to this world, and this problem is growing greater, potentially preventing that from happening because I've spoken up. Also, a player's mom got involved on Twitter. Tamarion Terry, who's probably their best offensive player, his mom tweeted, and I paraphrase, saying, the players haven't been tested in a week. We need answers. We want our kids to be healthy. Mike Norvell, 10 years, not started off very good.
You would think he would have learned from, I mean, do they not have, see, that's the problem here, is that there's no uniformity. The league, the SEC or the ACC or AAC or Big 12, whatever, they have to come up with some uniformity on what we're going to do here. They have, you know, Florida State just said, hey, you know what, we don't have to test them this week.
Well, okay. you, They have uniformity. They're going to need independent observers.
The commissioner. Yeah, well, how about the commissioner? Oh, you mean to make sure that they
do the
well,
thing.
Listen, you got the best right now, the players.
That's true.
Hey, you know what? Yeah, all the players learn exactly what it's going to be, how many times you're supposed to be tested, and you know these rats. They're going to come out on Twitter. If they get tested once instead of three times in a week, these rats are going to come out.
Are they rats or whistleblowers, since it's about their health?
Yeah, same thing.
Hey, I mean, Lauren Thompson.
Is Mike Fiers a rat or is he a whistleblower?
Depends on who you are.
He's a rat.
Inside with the coaches, he's a rat.
I'm saying it in a positive way. These rats are going to come out.
But rats?
It's not positive. It kind of
whistleblowers, positive.
Okay. These whistleblowers are definitely going to Twitter, and they're saying, guess what? We didn't test the three times that we're supposed to test this week. I feel like I could possibly die right now.
Well, he didn't say that. He just said they're not telling the truth.
You know what? They will. They'll out them. These guys will out them. If you put, okay, guys, this is it. This is the uniform protocol. Got to do it. And if they don't, then guess what? We want you players to rat out your coaches. Now, I'm sure Mike Norvell. Of course, Mike Norvell just got there, and he's got.
Well, most of these players he didn't recruit, so there's no loyalty. Why would they stand in the paint for him if he's? They don't have any reason to.
They've got absolutely no reason to stand behind this guy and lie for him.
Now
or stand there and take it that dude's not doing what he's supposed to do.
Now he's scheduled to speak. I don't know if it was previously
again,
scheduled.
Mike, you got to come out and speak.
I don't know if it was previously scheduled before the Warren Thompson thing, because this happened in the last couple hours, this tweet. But he is scheduled to speak, and it should be going on currently because it said 11 a.m. Eastern time. So he should be talking right now.
We'll see
what he says.
Well,
he's had a couple hours to find
We haven't been tested in a week, guys. Really?
That is what a player's mom has said.
Well, now, and you know what? In some ways, I don't – you know what? And maybe it's wrong, but if nobody's got any symptoms, if nobody's coughing, if nobody's got fever, there's no reason to test. Then I mean,
those aren't the rules. The rules are we're testing at least once a week.
Well, then
at least.
So this is a rule.
That is the ACC. From what I can tell, I know they say. Does that only start when the season begins?
I don't know if that starts when the season starts.
The whole 72 hours thing?
Maybe Mike will go, that's the season. That's not now.
I wonder. Yeah, you're right. The ACC came out a couple days ago. We feel confident in our protocols. And we feel confident with what all of our members are doing. And then less than, 72 hours later, a player goes, these guys, nope.
Well, guess what? You can't do anything anymore. I mean, good luck. Saying anything wrong, not following exact protocol, not whatever, lying, saying I talked to the player. No, you did. You what? No, what? Marvin says what?
Marvin Wilson from earlier. Cindy Ruiz, I believe that's how you pronounce her name. I hope so. Apologize if not. She's the mother of Tamarian Terry, probably their best.
You don't know her. How are you supposed to know how to pronounce it?
I just don't like saying
in a WNBA player that you called her 23.
I did try to use her name. But she said, we need answers and we want the truth at FSU football at Coach Norvell. As parents and family members, we deserve to know our kids are safe. Weekly testing has not taken place and many players have tested positive and yet told to remain silent. Silence.
Now
no
that's
more.
Different.
Yeah.
That Mike, clean it up, bruh. Stop lying. Told to keep it silent. Now, maybe they're just like going. Now, are they keeping the kids around everybody?
See, the silent thing is not as big of a deal as if they're actually just going away and quarantining.
Well, now wait a minute. If they're quarantining, it's not a big deal.
That's what I mean.
But if they're telling them to keep silent and then get back out there and practice,
that's what I mean. If they just go away for a week or two, however many days they need to be quarantined, and they're not public about it,
right?
That's okay, I think, because they're not around people.
Well, unless you're trying to hide the numbers from getting out, then that's. You know.
Well, I don't know how. Well, a lot of schools aren't publicly putting them out there.
Yeah, that's
period.
True. That's but
as
true
a,
too.
As a because they're in terms of you have to protect players' privacy,
right?
But if they're still going out and practicing,
That's
then he's got a huge problem.
No, that's a huge
problem. We talked about the Marvin Wilson thing, and people were like, okay, that's not a fireable offense. If it turns out they're testing positive and he's still allowing them to be around other players, I think he gets fired.
Yes. 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 He absolutely should. And he absolutely should. That's what I'm afraid. Listen, and when I said it before, these coaches are going to, are you kidding me? It's not Dabo. Okay. Whatever quarterback tests positive during the week of a big game. Dude, you're all right. How you feeling? You got fever?
Are you asymptomatic?
You okay? Well, listen, you don't feel anything, right? You're good? Listen, yeah. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
Just shut up. Just, hey, get out there.
It is not a great story. Just days after a multiple conference said we're going forward and we believe in our protocols for this to come out. Now, it's only one team, but you know what the media storm would be. If it's one, how many else?
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely. Now, you can't.
How many listen, more?
I love coaches. You can't trust them.
No.
I mean, you know what? You're messing with their bag when you're talking about players not playing.
But Mike Norvell has, this season, no matter what happens, he's good.
Right. Not only that, how far are we away from the season still?
Yeah,
Let him get healthy and come back.
Yeah, why are you forcing him?
Well, maybe he's...
We have to find out. Yeah, we don't know what's going
on. If he sent him out to practice...
He's done.
Yeah, he's done.
He can't survive that.
No. 1012 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. The Texans were looking at PJ Hall. They signed him. The Raiders, was he a second rounder? Was he a second round pick? So they need some down linemen now.
Yeah, second round pick a couple years ago.
Yeah, and the Raiders just cut him, so I don't know how.
Garen Conley, another guy the Raiders didn't draft. They drafted and didn't work out, so PJ Hall's just the next.
48 total tackles. That includes assists, 1.5 sacks, over 30 appearances over the last 2 years.
So they have the Raiders' first-round pick from 17 and their second-round pick from 18. Now signed and on the Texans roster.
Right. Conley and now. I'm not sure if Raider rejects the way you want to go.
No, there was a time where we grabbed people from Denver or Colorado State because of Gary Kubiak. And those didn't work out too terribly. But Denver over its history and certainly recent history, well, at least the last 20 years or so, has been a pretty good football team. The Raiders, not so much.
Yeah, this was Denver South for a while.
Yeah.
And then we did a lot of dealings with Cleveland.
For whatever
reason. Why can't we just get Patriots? And
well, how does it? Well, we have a Patriot leading the ship.
Oh, yeah, I'm not him. I mean, you know, good Patriots.
No, you have the ultimate guy leading the ship.
Yeah, no, good ones. No, players I'm talking about, good ones.
Well, the good Patriots players. You had Vince Wilfork.
We did, and guess what?
It was pretty good.
He was pretty good. Yeah. Guess what? That was a good move.
Well, all the Patriot players don't want to play, period. They just want to opt out, so they're not grabbing any of them.
We went Raven one time. That was bad.
Yeah, a Raven at the end of his career.
Right. Mm-hmm. That was bad.
That was not good.
Shouldn't have done that.
Nope. You had a safety in your own camp that was still pretty good. It went on to have a good career at the Lions.
Still having a good career.
But you decided on old Ed Reed, who was probably done a couple years before, but hung on because he was familiar with Baltimore. But you brought him in because you won a Super Bowl experience. You saw that worked out.
Man, it seems like Ed Reed was here about 100 years ago. And Glover's still playing.
Was it 2013 that he came on? Or
oh, my gosh. Glover Quinn is probably going to have a statue of him in Detroit.
Glover Quinn, 34 years old. Does he still play for the Lions now?
Did you see? I mean,
Glover Quinn's been out of the league for a couple years now.
He's been out for a couple years now?
Since 2018, yeah.
So Zach Plesac and Mike Clevenger, they're on the restricted list. after they went out in Chicago after a game against the White Sox. Now, Plesac was found out. He had to drive back to Cleveland. Clevinger got on the team plane and went back. And then they found out Clevinger was actually with Plesac. And they had a team meeting afterwards, and Clevinger was backing him up. And he was, you know, he was saying, hey, he's okay. Listen, we're making a big deal out of this. He's all right.
He mentioned that he was with them. Now, apparently, I was reading one of I don't follow doctors on Twitter, but some of their tweets come up considering what's going on, sports doctors. And Clevinger, it likely won't be an issue for the Indians, because even if he had COVID, he wouldn't have developed enough of a concentration of the virus to spread it at that time, because it was like less than maybe about 24 hours after he might have been exposed. So he probably won't be a problem for the Indians, because he just wouldn't have been contagious enough. Yeah, but you can't be in that meeting blacking up Plesac and not explain why you're so vociferous in doing it. And we saw, what was the pitcher's name?
Adam Plutko.
Was not thrilled.
No, and this is something this is new to the sports world, relatively new. I mean, we've been seeing it now for a little while. Pittsburgh Steelers talking about Le'Veon Bell's contract. You know, we've been seeing, you know, guys pushing back on teammates. But Adam Plutko says this: they hurt us bad. They lied to us. They sat here in front of you guys and publicly said things that they didn't follow through on. Now, their manager, Terry Francona, he thought they were careless and whatnot. He acknowledged that learning what the pitchers did kind of hurts, but he was more focused on how the team can keep something similar from happening in the future. But my goodness, how are Plesac and Clevinger are coming back in that locker room, and Plutko's out here in the media? I mean, that used to be taboo, man. You don't come after a player in the media, a teammate in the media. Hey, all's good. We'll take care of this, you know. Or you don't even say anything like that. You just take care of it behind the scenes. Hey, a-hole, thanks for putting us all at risk, jerk. And then maybe you throw hands in the locker room. But coming out in the media and saying this stuff, honestly, when those guys come back, what's that locker room going to be like?
I just know from my own perspective, considering what COVID diagnosis would mean for a season and for my ability to play, I wouldn't be happy at all. They would have to explain not only why you decided to go out when the rest of us were following protocol, but then why, particularly Clevinger, I don't know how Plesac handled it, but Clevinger, why you didn't tell us immediately, why you pretty much lied about it.
Yeah, and you got in a plane with us.
Yeah, you knew.
Yeah.
And you decided, even after Plesac got his punishment, you knew you were with them and decided to get on the plane.
Right.
He would have to answer that.
Yeah. Well, but through the media or?
No, you can do that in the locker room.
Well, but Plutko did it in the media.
Well, I mean, maybe you got the media wants to pound the flesh and the Indians say, hey, get out there and explain yourself. I don't know how that came about. But Clevinger would have to talk to the team first.
Well, Clevinger probably does. He does have to apologize to his teammates.
Yeah. As far as this is in the related note, particularly from the previous segment, Mike Norvell speaking said they've been transparent. They tested right before camp, and they'll test. I don't know when their camp started, and they'll test again starting this week, I guess, or next week. So I don't know what the protocols in place for Florida State are, considering we're not sure what the AC put down as a mandate during fall camp. But he is telling the world right now that I told everyone what they needed to know, and we talk to the players all the time. So we'll see where this goes. And I also want to correct one thing. Apparently, the tweet I read was for Tamarian Terry's bonus mom, whatever that means. It wasn't his actual mother. She calls herself his bonus mom.
Now, what now?
I don't know what it means.
What?
I'm not getting into it. I just know in her Twitter headline.
I just learned of
bonus mom.
See, that's the word of the day.
Bonus mom?
Bonus mom. Well, I learned whether just last week or the week before, a couple of weeks ago, I learned what primary bedroom is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because we can't have master bedrooms anymore.
No, of course not.
Right?
Of course not.
But so I learned what a primary bedroom is. Now I'm learning that there's a new thing called a bonus mom.
Is she the stepmom, but she didn't like that
term?
Well,
see, Nick's mom would have been my bonus mom.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. She's a family friend who's always, yeah, always looked after him since she was a child. Maybe that's what it means.
I got it's a bonus. And Domenica was my bonus mom. Yeah. And she feed me.
I never had a bonus mom.
Melanie is here. Ladies always go to the front of the line. Hey, Melanie.
Hey, good morning. My name's Melanie, and I was just wondering if y'all remember the 93 Oilers and the Jeff Alm incident that happened on the freeway.
Melanie, you've called under different names before. Did someone ask? Oh, she's gone. Exactly. Thank you. I'm not addressing Melanie. Because I know who you are, and I know why you called. I'm just going to call you Eric's girl from now on, no matter what you say.
Is that what you want to call her, Eric's girl?
Much like I work for ABC 13 now. I'm not going to use your full name. You're Eric's girl.
A minute.
Because Eric's the famous one.
No. What, she can't have a name?
I said I'm working for ABC 13. They set a precedent, and I'm following it.
Does anybody remember? Yes, we remember the Jeff Alm.
I mean, I wasn't in the town. I was very young, but I've heard the story
before. I just got here, and it was ugly. It was an ugly, ugly, ugly story. But why are we bringing that up?
Because Eric's fed it to her. That's why.
27 years later.
Because he's weird. The only thing he can talk about as far as his Cowboys are concerned is why Jerry Jones plans on, you know, putting people in that building to possibly kill them. Because that came out. Jerry was like, we have a natural airflow here, so we think it'll be pretty safe to have an enclosed environment with fans in the stands. You're not an architect. What do you know about natural flow? If you missed it, Jerry Jones, that was one of his lines of reasoning for wanting to have fans in the stands. There's a natural airflow here. What?
What? Stop, Jerry. Stop. You want him to buy. You want him to buy stuff, okay?
Meanwhile,
pay for the tickets and buy beer.
Meanwhile, he was on his boat doing this digitally because he's still concerned about COVID. But everyone packing.
Almost 110,000 COVID-19 tests. The NFL has had 0.46%, less than a half percent positives.
Yeah, that's over for everybody involved. The players, I think it's 0.81, so still very low and a good number. But that is total tests, not total players who have tested positive, but all the tests they've done. So clearly they're testing players all the time. It's still a good number.
Yeah.
Really good.
Sean McDermott signed a 6-year extension with the Bills. Good signing?
I mean,
the early results
are good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's tied to Josh Allen, so I'm not sure if that's going to work out for him, but he appears to be a good coach. And if Josh Allen gets better, then that Bills team is set for the near future. And it means they're probably going to be the best team in that division because the Patriots don't have a guy yet, and the Dolphins hope they have a guy.
Yeah. No, he's done a real good job over there.
Yeah, they are a solid team.
Now, they also have a really nice roster, and they've done a nice job.
That roster's good, and the question will be, can Josh Allen be a guy who's a championship-type quarterback?
Well, here's the thing, though. Too early? 6-year extension? You find out this year, with the Patriots down, whether or not you take over the division.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know where his contract stood, and I'm not sure if the Bills are cash poor because sometimes you jump in earlier before you have to pay him really big money if he wins big. But we'd have to know the terms. But it feels like you're getting in a little early,
or if you wait and he has a big year this year, how much more is it going to cost you?
Yeah, I mean, NFL coaches don't usually dip for other franchises. That's just not how it goes. It's not like college. But who knows? If he won the division and won a playoff game, how much more money does that mean as far as yearly?
Look, it will mean a lot. He's already gone to the playoffs.
Yeah, I know. Right? So
it would mean, yeah.
I'm just saying, if a playoff win, you get to let's say you're not even, you play on wild card weekend and you win a playoff game at home and you go to the divisional round and lose to the Ravens or whoever, the Chiefs. How much more money do you get as opposed to signing now? I don't know how that would, the math for that, but I guess if you're the Bills, you think you can get a deal done early and not even be contentious about it. Why not do it?
You mean like Bill O'Brien? Maybe you get
to run the entire franchise?
Yeah, you get to run everything. If you win a game against a lesser opponent home in the wild card round, in the divisional round. No, it's the wild card round. And then you get to run the franchise and get an 80-year extension. like Bill O'Brien.
Well, you're the one giving out the extensions. Is Sean McDermott the general manager for the Bills?
He will be. That's
what?
Okay, the precedent is set, Del.
But for
it's
one
the
team,
natural
progression.
That's right. This is how it works. You win a playoff game against a Raiders team.
And a Bills team.
And a Bills team with a young quarterback. And you get to become the general manager.
You know, you're right.
It's the natural order of things.
In fact, I'm glad you gave me that because...
Knowledge is power. Mm-hmm.
Now I have power.
Now you have power. Because guess what?
I have knowledge.
Because you saw that Dada art on the wall.
Word of the day.
1028 ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Should we do it now or wait until the next segment? Okay, so Throw Shade Thursday is going to be at 10:45. So we'll do News of the Weird now. And then Throw Shade Thursday. But you better bring it, okay? I know you all tune in now. Throw Shade Thursday is going to be in about 15 minutes or so. So we'll do News of the Weird here now. And we'll do, did you see this story on ABC 13? A Harris County civil judge currently suspended is accused of shooting at her husband's girlfriend during an argument. Judge Alexandra Smoots Thomas served on the bench in the 164th Civil District for 10 years before her suspension last year, has been charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Should a judge be allowed to shoot at her husband's girlfriend? She's a judge.
I would say no. I don't judge, no judge. Your husband cheats on you. The proper response is not to fire on the woman he cheated with. Your issue is with your husband.
You would think as a judge that you actually see these kinds of things in your courtroom, and you think you could have some, knowledge is power, though.
I've been told that by
so she had the knowledge that this was illegal, and even though it is it kind of a matter of the heart? I guess
it's a matter of the heart.
Yeah, but it definitely is a matter of the heart, but is it? Do you think that is good enough defense?
No, it's not good enough defense to open fire on someone, because what they did, even when someone commits an illegal act, you can't respond with an illegal act yourself, because the police are supposed to take care of that. You can't be a vigilante. But cheating on your wife, but the person that your husband cheats with didn't commit an illegal act. It might be immoral, but it ain't illegal. You can't fire at them.
Two watermelon heads were arrested for stealing from a convenience store.
I don't know what that is.
What's well, watermelon if you cut out a watermelon and you put it on your head and then you cut out the eyes.
That is what, that's just people with watermelons on their head.
Right. Two watermelon heads.
That's not a thing.
The two people arrived at the store. They hollowed out watermelons with holes, cut out the eyes, into the store. Unfortunately, they arrived in their own car.
So, the ability to just put a mask on your face wasn't enough to hide your identity? You had to go with the watermelons?
Yeah.
I mean, you have a built-in excuse to wear something to, hide your face.
Well,
why would you cut out watermelons?
And apparently, they committed larceny, underage possession of alcohol, and petty larceny of alcohol.
Well,
and they stole alcohol.
Do you feel a little better about their crime since it was
in
the need for alcohol?
But don't you think you should have walked there or rode a bike or something, not used your car?
How much alcohol were they taking? They needed something to get it home.
Yeah, I guess. But don't you think you should steal a car first and then?
No, because it'd be much worse for you. Don't steal a car.
Yeah. This tweet came out, I guess, yesterday or the day before. Just in case you thought Biden's candidacy was going to be anything other than completely nuts, Team Trump has released a new video. And then it showed the video. That tweet came from Herman Cain. Unfortunately, he's dead.
He's been dead for multiple weeks.
Yeah, he's 13 days after his death.
So the question is, who was running Herman Cain's camp Twitter account right now?
Well, I think it might be his daughter. That's what the thought is.
So his daughter is... So the Cain family is so locked in with supporting Trump that even after Herman Cain's death,
yeah,
you're still spreading videos in his name?
We've decided here at Cain headquarters that we will go on using this platform to share the information and ideas he believed in. He often talked about the site going on once he was ready to step away from it. We had hoped he could enjoy reading it in his retirement, but he made it clear he wanted it to go on. So,
Do we know that he actually has an issue with Kamala Harris?
We don't. Is it Kamala?
That's how it's apparently it's pronounced Kamala. That's what I've seen.
Like C-O-M-M-A?
Like if you were saying Kamala. La. Yeah. Kamala Harris. That's what I've seen.
Kamala.
Yeah. Not Kamala. Kamala Harris.
I kind of like Kamala better.
Well, that was the name of her.
Mama called her Kamala?
But the issue is her mama called her Kamala, not Kamala. You can't say that if the mom actually called her the other name.
Have you had the urge to get a tattoo? During the pandemic?
Not because of the pandemic. I've thought about it multiple times, but nothing ever motivated me to really go do it.
There has been a surge in tattoos across this country for whatever reason. I guess
people are
bored.
They need to feel something.
I don't know.
I know people. I see a lot of people tweeting about how the lack of human interaction is messing with their mental health, and I'm like, I don't fall in that category.
AMC Theater is going to reopen 100 of its locations August 20th.
I saw a movie that's been pushed back not only because of COVID, but because of production issues. One of those comic book cartoons, you would call it, is being released. And I'm like, you're releasing that movie in theaters? You think people are going to go to the theaters?
Well, opening day, 15 cents.
Well, they're trying to get people in the building.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to get...
But that movie is released, I think, August 28th or so. So what movies will be available August 20th?
Well, legacy movies. Black Panther, Empire Strikes Back.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So I guess you're trying a soft opening, although you're opening a lot, to see if you can make people comfortable with the feeling of being in a theater. And then when you start to get some of your movies in, then you'll move it to full price. It's a plan. Would you go see a movie right now? Like iPick, yeah. Charge you 15 cents. Would you go?
I'd go if it was regular price, but I'd stay away from everyone. As long as it's social distancing, yes. I do a lot of things that are, as long as you stay social distancing.
Yeah, I went to a restaurant a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And sat down and ate. They limited
capacity. I wear my face mask in.
Yeah. Then, part of their deal was you have to bring a face mask. And then, obviously, you take it off to eat. And then, if you're not eating... Which is hard to do it at a restaurant. You keep the face mask on if you're walking around, like to the restroom or something. Would I go if I felt comfortable and it's limited capacity? Let's say it's a 120 seat theater, and they say we're only allowing 35 people in. I think I'd be all right. I think I would do it.
Yeah.
Just if they require people to wear a mask while they're in it, I would do it. I think.
So there's a list here of things that different states buy a disproportionate amount of. Like in Florida, they buy a disproportionate amount of coffee substitutes. In Georgia, swords. In Indiana, human blood.
There's a vampire population in Indiana?
I have no idea. In North Dakota, sunflower seeds.
They have a large... So human blood has to be the weirdest one, right?
There's right.
Nothing more weird on that list than human blood.
Nevada, it's tequila.
Well, that's not weird.
That's not weird. What do you think it is in Texas?
That they buy at a staggering amount more than other
right.
places? Queso?
Barbed wire.
Well, for...
We have a lot of ranches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes... But are they using barbed wire for fencing and stuff? Or is that something... What's the barbed wire for?
It for fencing, don't you? To cattle and...
But you want your cattle being exposed to the
barbs? Well, they don't go near it. Once they get stuck one time, they don't go near it.
I guess I have to ask a rancher. Because I watch Yellowstone, John.
Yeah.
Pretty good show on Paramount.
You are watching it? Yeah, I've gotten off it.
I'm in the middle. I'm up to date. I watched it. I binged it over the weekend to get up to date on season 3. I know they do a lot of fence mending, but I don't notice it being barbed wire. But maybe I'm just missing it.
Missouri engine parts they buy too much. Illinois anchovies, a disproportionate amount.
Were you an anchovy guy on pizza?
No.
I'm trying to figure out what the anchovies are for, because I know Chicago in Illinois known for the pizza. Is that a thing? Anchovies on pizza in Chicago?
Not, I guess. Not for me. In Alaska, iron structures. They buy a lot of those there. In one of these, I don't know which one it is. If it's North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, I can't tell the difference between all of them.
Oh, they don't lay. Oh, it's just.
It must be
the product
on
the state.
Precious metal waste.
You have a map in front of you.
Yeah,
and they just put the products on.
I don't know which state this is.
I guess someone didn't pay attention to geography.
Nope, didn't care. Did not care. So apparently,
what about California and Florida?
In California, those people,
my people,
smoking pipes.
What about Florida?
Well, that makes sense, though.
Yeah. Florida? Gator traps?
No. I told you, it's a coffee substitute.
Oh, yeah. Coffee. Yeah. You did say that.
I would have thought that would be swords. So what are the most popular costumes going to be?
For Halloween. Nurse?
Nurse is not on the list. Number one will be slasher theme. Mike Myers, Chucky, Pennywise.
That's always.
Gamer theme is two.
Comic book
characters? Well, actually, everyday heroes, doctors, nurses, firefighters, police officers, that's three.
That might be something that happens all the time, but I could see it even more. People just pretending to be nurses, and nurses are like, it's not that fun. What are you doing?
Four will be Disney Frozen characters. Five will be Tiger King inspired.
I could see it. I mean, Tiger King feels like 30 years ago now.
Six will be Wonder Woman. Birds of Prey is seven. Eight is Skeletons. Day of the Dead. Zombies. Vampires. Nine. And election inspired will be 10.
We'll be close.
Trump heads. Trump's hair.
Definitely. Is Biden something you want to dress up as?
How do you know?
And Mike Pence.
How do you know what those are?
And if you dress up as Kamala Harris, you're going to get called a racist.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
I think Trump is the only one you can get away with.
Yep. A man was busted for driving his lawnmower on the Florida highway drunk. Do you think that you should be arrested for drunk driving on a highway on your lawnmower?
Not in Florida. I would say that's the least of what Florida man could be doing. Throw Shade Thursday's up next, though.
Throw Shade Thursday is next. 713-780-3776. Who wronged you? Who did something that pisses you off? Who, in your estimation, is a jerk, a punk, or a loser? You can throw shade. 713-780-3776.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back. It's Throw Shade Thursday time. I know it's later than usual. Get over it. I'm going to start. And we got calls here, but if you get in, we go through them quickly. 713-780-3776. I want to throw shade at the Big Ten. You have been nothing but 3 yards in a cloud of dust, and you claim to be, you know, a tough league, and it's tough football. It's Midwest. It's, you know, we're gonna pound the ball, and we're just, you know, this is good hard football. That's what we do. You know, okay, if you have the kid's safety in mind, I get it. You try. You don't just, oh, we can't. No, we're scared. No, we're not going to do. You know what you do? You try. And if it doesn't work out, if you can't do it, then you say, okay, we tried, but we're not going to do it this year. We're going to, you know what? We're going to move it to the spring. But obviously you can try because teams are trying, but you were too scared to do it. And for that, you are a puss, okay? And I am sick of the Big Ten right now. I'm disgusted with you. Pac-12, I understand, right?
Well, some of that, their stuff was they couldn't even get into their facilities. Like, the states were like...
No, I get that. That, and they're soft, and we get that.
Well, okay.
They are. There's nothing you can do about it. So... I started it before we really officially started, but here's the official start of Throw Shade Thursday.
Well, let me do this since you threw your shade.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Let's throw some shade!
This is Throw Shade Thursday, brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com.
And I want to tag on to your shade. Particularly for those two conferences who have the funds to do this, something that stuck with me was what the Big 12, what part of their statement was. They pretty much said, paraphrasing, we have a responsibility to try to provide an atmosphere where our student athletes can compete and be safe. It wasn't, well, it's risky, so we don't want to do it. They took it upon themselves to try to make this thing happen in fall sports because they felt it was their responsibility to give their student athletes the experience that they need and came to those schools to get. So it was like, we're going to try because that is our mission. That is what we promised them, and we'll see if it works. And I don't think the Big Ten had that particular thought process.
And, oh, by the way, are you thinking that they're safer? Oh, and you're still practicing? And next, every time those kids lace it up, they're putting their lives in their hands. Literally, with spine injuries, with concussions, with debilitating knee or shoulder injuries. Somebody said, oh yeah, John, like your heart is just, it's just like an ACL. Well, yeah. First of all, you can treat myocarditis. Secondly, go get yourself 8 knee surgeries like Alonzo Highsmith did. And then tell me how debilitating that is.
Yeah, that is a thing.
You know, so you tell me about your quality of life then.
Even if it's not a major injury, I talked about it before. You don't think 12 games in a football season, and for a college kid at a minimum, you're doing it 3 times, doesn't have long-term effects on how your body feels afterwards?
Absolutely. Absolutely does. I didn't play at that level, and I still, to this day.
Yeah. It's going to take a toll.
Yep.
And people have made their peace with that.
Yeah.
And they haven't made their peace.
Well, every week we weren't worried that JT could get hurt and hurt badly. But you know what? That's the risk that you take. And you quite frankly, that's a bigger risk than getting COVID for a 19-year-old. It's a much bigger risk. All right. Enough of that. All right, let's go. So we got a bunch of calls in here. Who starts? I think it was Lazy J is up first. What up, buddy?
Hello?
Yeah, is this Lazy J?
Nah, man, it's La Raza, homie. Come on, Johnny G.
La Raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Juanito G, bring back Raizy. Delvincito!
Patres.
But tres, gentlemen, good morning. Special shout out to my homie TJ and Beaumont, Spicy Boy Gang Gang. Here's my shade. I want to throw shade at people talking about brown facing. I'll make it really short and sweet. My boy Shia LaBeouf was on the tax collector. Man, that dude made me proud to be a Latino, man. He's like one of us. He's like Johnny G. He's para la raza, you know. Dale is para la raza, man. We're all one together. If you're a sensitive-ass bitch, get the hell out of here, man. Shade thrown, baby.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
There it is. He's throwing some, make some, making some shade.
I guess it's a movie that maybe Shia LaBeouf played a Hispanic person or a Mexican, and he was catching heat. I'll have to look it up. I know that movie is out, so I'm going to take a look.
I don't know what it is. I have no idea what he said. Next up, it is Lazy J. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, Johnny G? R.I.P. Raheel. Dale. Hey, buddy. Got a question for you. I know you don't like black girls, bro.
Stop, who you first of all,
Megan
stop.
Or Cardi B?
Stop speaking for me. You don't know me. And what was your question?
Who you picking, Megan Thee Stallion or Cardi B?
I'm taking Meg.
Okay, okay. You can handle all that?
I didn't say I could handle it. I'm just saying you asked me a question.
Okay, I got you, I got you. My quick shade this week is to the NFL, man. How y'all giving the Houston Texans the opening game of the season against the Kansas City Chiefs, man? What was the score last time they played last year? And I want y'all to keep all that same energy when y'all were talking about Dak Prescott didn't have a number one receiver and look how trash he looked. Keep that same energy when Deshaun Watson was the same way this year.
He threw some, made some shade.
He did. Up next, Mito. Hey.
Hey. Shout out to the warehouse. This week's shade is the Joe Kelly, the Revenge of the Nerd. Nobody cares about what your whack ass has to say. We knew what kind of man you were when you ran behind your bench. And as the great poet Dell says, EAD Joe Kelly, shade thrown. Make some shade.
Great poet. Well, I can't refute it.
I appreciate the reference.
Great.
I can't refute what you did to my last name.
Okay. Who's next? Jim. Jim's up next. What's up, Jim?
Morning, gentlemen. I want to throw shade at John and Lance. A little shade, not heavy shade. Because y'all haven't done the 97.5 to Swamp updates every week. I'm out.
Right. Make some shade.
He's such a fan of you that he has to throw shade at you for not doing what
doing what he wants us to do.
Yeah.
I got it now. Underrated Mess. What's going on, Underrated Mess?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I need to throw some shade at that dude, Turtle, for using ESPN 97.5 as a PSA announcement for his issues with Low T, calling on two different shows to talk about it. Say, bro, the solution is to get with Week D Wong and talk about your failures in the boudoir. Shade.
Wow.
Make some shade.
Turtle Poker's catching it. Wow.
I did see a tweet after he called us that someone said, oh, he tried that thing.
He did the same thing on the press box. Brandon's next. What's up, Brandon?
What's up, guys? I want to throw some shade to John Boy Media. Man, they've been making T-shirts with Joe Kelly and now with the guy from the A's. They're making money off our demise, so I want to throw some shade to them. Screw those guys.
True. I agree. They're making money off the Astros' misery. Jerks. A-holes. Losers. OU Mike. We got time or no?
I guess.
All right, quickly, Mike.
I wanted to throw two shades. First, in the Jerry Sandusky trial, their only defense was, yeah, but Eric Long returned to Jerry's house several times. And my second one is Joe Biden. You old white man, you announced this week that you're going to play the race card.
He
actually had announced that months ago he was going to probably, but never mind.
The race card because it's his car? What?
No, because he nominated or picked Kamala Harris as his VP. Right.
Right.
But he had said that months ago that African-American woman was in a prime position to win, get that. So if he was playing the race card, he told you that months ago.
Did he give Eric Wong there?
Yeah, he pretty much said
with Jerry Sandusky.
Apparently Eric Wong was involved and the defense was that Eric Wong kept
Eric
coming
kept going back.
Back. Yeah, whatever.
All right, we're done. Press box next.
The sun is calling. Are you ready? From beach days to soccer plays. Blue Lizard Australian Sunscreen helps protect your family skin so you can focus on the fun, not the sun. With no fragrances, parabens, or phthalates, our mineral sunscreen is designed for your sensitive skin and trusted by dermatologists, pediatricians, and parents alike. Be fearless in the sun with Blue Lizard Australian Sunscreen. Shop now on Amazon.com.
With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.